It's Money Monday, and Tom Fortino from the Alpha Wealth Group joins us. How are you this fine Monday afternoon, Tom?
I'm doing very well, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I look out the window, and it doesn't look all that fine, but that's all right. That's all right. Well, this is October, and we had a great October so far.
Yes. Meaning the market.
Yeah, well, the market and the weather. I'm looking here. Dow S&P hit record highs again ahead of big tech earnings. Tesla crosses the $1 trillion mark. How about that?
Yes. Elon Musk is now he has been now for a little while, the richest man in the world.
Nah. It's no longer Jeff Bezos. You think those guys are like that, Tom? Do you think they kind of act like that?
Well, there has been a little back and forth, especially with these, the orbiting and the rockets. So, I would say so.
I want to get to that because one of the things that has come up in the new spending plan, I think it's $2 trillion now, and the Wall Street Journal says this is likely to be included, is taxing folks like Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and the top, 900 wealthiest Americans to say, you know what, they're not paying enough of their taxes, so we're going to go after their unrealized gains. So when their stock goes up to $1 trillion, like Tesla just did, we're going to tax him on that even if he doesn't cash it out. How do you feel? How do you feel about that policy that looks like it's pretty likely to be a new law?
Well, I have a lot of problems with this. I think just on principle alone, I mean, there's so many layers to this. It's kind of hard. Where do you start, right? So, in other words, capital. When we talk about capital gains, we talk about realized gains, unrealized gains. Sometimes these terms get confusing, but basically, as you were saying, Anna, anything, if you bought a house and it doubled in value, you never sold it, you didn't realize any of the gains, you're still going to pay a tax, a wealth tax. And I know we're talking about people. We're talking about billionaires, but how do you value these things? Capital gains taxes have historically been lower than income tax because you're taking a risk. You're providing capital. You are investing. And so what they're saying is, well, now what we're going to do is every year you're going to have to value your company, value your real estate, value whatever it is, your stocks. And even though you haven't received anything yet, you haven't realized the gain, you're going to have to pay a tax. So I just think this is a lot of problems. I mean, I just don't know, how this is going to work. And so I'm not for it.
I just said at the top of the show, maybe you heard it or not, but I said that sometimes I have a problem with the okay for thee, but not for me kind of tax policies. They seem to be trying so hard to carve out ways to go after the billionaires, who are very good at avoiding paying taxes, and certainly don't have income and W-2s like most of us, so it's hard to get at their money. So this is Congress's way to do that. If they started to do this to our 401ks, I don't think any of us would like that. It's just one of those things that what do you do about tax policy to make sure they're paying? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'll make one more comment, too. I think this is somewhat of the proverbial, camel's nose under the tent. It's like, here we go. We accept this, and then where does it go from here? Slowly but surely, it's that starts happening, and it just inches down. And then, how does it impact the market, and eventually, really impact us? As far as some of the billionaires and people that I guess they're saying they're not paying their fair share, those individuals, I'm really, this is a difficult answer because. Technically, they're following the laws that they put out there. And so, they're just going to have to figure out a way their companies pay a lot. I think they pay a lot. I just, again, from a principal standpoint, I have difficulty going after unrealized capital gains. So, I just am not comfortable with this type of tax.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think it's amazing that I think a lot of people, when they were just talking about it, we thought, well, that'll never happen. And now it looks as if it's very likely it could end up as part of this new tax legislation or however they want to make it happen. What do you think the billionaire class will do when they do this? Because I'm sure they'll have an answer.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, just one other comment on this. They're also talking about anyone with $100 million of income over 3 years, which kind of contradicts the point. If you have $100 million of income, you're going to pay income tax on that. But, I think there's going to be challenges to this because, and I'm no constitutional attorney, not even close, but I think from the standpoint of having this wealth tax, again, it's not an income tax. I think there will be some challenges to it. And so we'll see where it goes from here. It's really interesting. I think some of the billionaires, at least for the time being, will pay it. I don't know if they'll have much of a choice, but I think there's going to be some challenges to this, and we'll see what happens in the end.
I do, too. Back down to earth now, the non-billionaire class, the rest of us. what are you advising these days as we look at the market, and it continues to go up, and yet there are some unsettling things at work, too? The word inflation gets tossed around a lot. What do you make of this, Tom, where we are today?
Well, I agree. There are a number of headwinds. I don't think inflation is going away anytime soon. Even Janet Yellen said that. We've had these issues with job reports. I don't know if you heard, Anna. The Denver airport had a jobs fair. They expected 5,000 people. 100 showed up.
What?
So it's been pretty, you know, and we've seen the 10.4 million jobs available. I mean, we go down the list. Oil over $84 a barrel and so on. But the bottom line is the market continues to go. We've been up 3 weeks in a row. It's continuing to go. And I think as earnings come out, you know, you hear there is no alternative. Not a fan of acronyms, but they always call it the TINA trade. Mm-hmm. Really, all of those things combined, I think the market is still the place to be, at least for now. With the caveat, let's keep our eyes open to see what happens over the next few months. But for now, I think you have to be in the market.
Let me take your temperature on the tech stocks. They're all reporting this week. Facebook after the close today. You've got Amazon and Apple and all the biggies. Mm-hmm. They were so hot, and they've made some people a lot mm-hmm. of money who dug into those during the pandemic, before and throughout. What do you make of those stocks moving forward and that category, that big category of technology biggies?
Well, I've said it before. Technology obviously is not going away. I think, you know, the Apples, the Microsofts, those types of stocks, if you were to say, should I hold it in my portfolio, how do you argue against that? I mean, if I asked you 5 years from now, is it going to be higher? I don't know how many people would say, well, no. So, Apple's moved up and down a little bit. Microsoft has. But I would say you can still own those and be okay with owning them. Maybe they're the blue chips of today. Remember, it used to be the GEs and the IBMs. Mm-hmm. Maybe now it's the Apples and the Microsofts and the Facebooks that are going to be, more so Apple and Microsoft. I'd lean more towards those. But, you know, you can hold those, I think, for at least for now, for as long as the eye can see.
What sectors do you like right now, Tom Fortino?
Well, you know, we've seen what's happened. Energy keeps going. It's the best performing sector year to date. Financials, I think there's still more opportunity there. I mentioned fintech before, financial technology. That's kind of interesting. And, you know, for those, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I'm not averse for those that are a little concerned about inflation. The Fed continues to print. You can own a little bit of gold. I know we've had the crypto discussion before, but, you know, a 3 to 5% position in gold. Actually, we've been seeing gold rally here over the past month. So I think there's still some more upside there.
Portillo's. Do you like Portillo's? The stock is on fire. I think it kind of goes hand in hand. It's like, you know what? It's one I understand. It doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to make any money with it, but at least I kind of get what they do.
I agree. You know, it's so interesting you bring up. I can't tell how many people have come into my office and have bought Portillo's already. And I had someone the day it was going public say, as soon as I get out of here, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm buying it. And, you know, the good news is when you go there and eat now, you're investing in yourself. So
that's nice.
I guess that's the positive with it.
It's a nice feeling. Hey, before I let you go, we do have a question from the text line. If Facebook drops in value, does Mark Zuckerberg get a tax credit? Is that how it would work, Tom?
Well, you know, unrealized losses, you can do $3,000 a year. It'd take a little while, but you could do $3,000. You get a tax deduction up to $3,000 a year. Of carry forward on your unrealized losses. So there you go.
That might not go very far for Mark Zuckerberg.
It might take a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom Fortino, thank you for the time this afternoon. Always good talking with
you. Thank you.
Tom,
all right, Anna. Take care.
Enjoy your Monday.